Morning Watch, the divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine economy. Week 1. The eternal blessing of the triune God through the divine dispensing of the divine trinity into us for the accomplishing of his divine economy. Tuesday, related verses. Numbers 6, verses 23 to 26. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say to them, Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Luke 1, verse 78. Because of the merciful compassions of our God, in which the rising sun will visit us from on high. Matthew 4, verse 16. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light. And to those sitting in the region and shadow of death, to them light has risen. John 8, verse 12. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Related reading. In the blessing in Numbers 6, Jehovah bless you and keep you, is ascribed to the Father. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, is ascribed to the Son. And Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, is ascribed to the Holy Spirit. The Father blesses us, the Son shines upon us, and the Holy Spirit lifts up his countenance upon us. As a result, we are kept, we receive grace, and we have peace. The blessing in Numbers 6 is the eternal blessing of the triune God, which is the triune God dispensing himself and his divine trinity into us for our enjoyment. This is God's eternal blessing. Jehovah bless you means that Jehovah gives himself to you. However, God does not give himself to us merely in an objective way, like one brother giving a gift to another. God gives himself to us in his Trinity, step by step and little by little. If you were to ask me what blessing I have received from the Lord, I would answer, the only blessing I have received from the Lord is my triune God. My triune God is my blessing. The Father blesses us in every way and in every aspect in his love, and he keeps us in every way and in every aspect in his power. In Numbers 6, verse 24, the word keep is of crucial importance. In John 17, verse 11, the Lord Jesus prayed that the Father would keep us in his name. This is to keep us in the dispensing triune God. While the triune God is dispensing himself into us, we are kept in the dispensing one. In John 17, verse 15, the Lord Jesus went on to pray that the Father would keep us from the evil one. When we are kept in the dispensing triune God, there is nothing left for the hand of the enemy. We should pray for the blessing of being kept absolutely in the dispensing triune God and altogether outside of the evil one. What a blessing this is! Jehovah make his face shine upon you. In Luke 1, verse 78, when the Lord Jesus was about to be born, Zechariah prophesied, The rising sun will visit us from on high. This rising sun is the sun in the divine trinity. This implies God's incarnation to show himself to us in a shining way. No one has ever seen God, but through his incarnation we have seen his face and have beheld his glory. and he has been shining upon us continually. Wherever he went, he was a great light shining upon the people sitting in darkness, for he is the light of the world. As the one whose face shines upon us, Christ the Son is the visible presence of the invisible God. God and his presence are invisible, but through his incarnation he became the shining sun. This shining sun is God's invisible presence becoming visible. God's presence not only became visible, it was also shining. On the Mount of Transfiguration, some of the Lord's disciples beheld him in his glory. Numbers 6, verse 25 speaks also of Jehovah being gracious to us. These two points added together equal John 1, verse 14, 16, and 17. God's incarnation was the shining of his presence. Along with this shining, there was grace. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace. From John chapter 1, verse 14. The Lord is gracious to us. He has even become grace to us. For the Lord to be gracious to us means that he is continually grace to us. This grace is the grace of Christ, which is actually Christ himself. When we have Christ, we have grace. The triune God is altogether gracious to us. Day after day, we enjoy him as grace.